were you expecting this today?
No, not at all. I was made aware of it because I had a WhatsApp yesterday evening and I thought, goodness me. So I actually rang one of our lawyers to find out what on earth was going on. So it came as a total surprise. And obviously, I didn't know the actual result until 2 p.m.
Now, following the judicial review last week, you were quite hopeful that it might go in your favour. How are you feeling?
Unbelievably disappointed, as you can imagine. We didn't expect that the judge would have, you know, upheld all the points made by the other two barristers for the All England Club and the GLA. We thought we had extremely strong grounds, given that the first one was linked to the statutory trust issue and the covenants, which have yet even to be heard.
Well, we know that the All England Club and the GLA both dispute the restrictions surrounding the covenants.
The fact is that the covenants prevent a huge building. They prevent any building that isn't ancillary to recreation and leisure. And the fact is that, as I've said to you, as I said last week, a private club, which is hosting a tournament of professional players doing their jobs, is not recreation and leisure. That is entertainment.
What is the next step now? I know we've got something coming up in January. Does today's announcement affect that?
Today's announcement doesn't affect that. That still carries work. We've just finished the first set. We're now entering the second set. And no, it doesn't affect that. That is a completely separate case about the statutory trust, and they will be going into a lot of detail, especially in light of the Day versus Shropshire ruling that happened in 2023. And that's a very, very strong High Court ruling, unanimous, led by Lady Justice Rose. So there's a very, very strong precedent for actually hanging on to statutory trust land.
Do you have an opinion as to why the judge has gone this way?
I haven't really had time to sort of think about it in very much detail. It's extremely, extremely disappointing. The GLA, with Sadiq Khan at its head, he said he wants to be the greenest mayor. This is absolutely not the way to become the greenest mayor, digging up metropolitan open land and green belt. The White Webs decision last week was also extremely disappointing, and it does look like our parks and recreational areas are being taken over by big sport, which is private and you have to pay for.
So going forward, if you had a message, because I know that you're not going to give up your fight, you've got lots of fight left in you. And like you said before, you know, you haven't been doing this just a couple of months. You've been working on this for many years. So if you have one message to the GLA or to perhaps to the mayor himself, what would that message be?
The same message that we're giving to the All England Club is think again, think about the future, think about keeping trees in the ground, think about how our climate is warming. Look at the weather we've just had. We've just had torrential rain preceded by record high temperatures. This is not going to change. We need trees in the ground. We need greenery. We don't need fake spaces with lots of concrete, with plastic in through the grass, or even plastic grass in its entirety. We need to keep what we've got in the ground and add to it, not take away. And we need to think about the people of London who need these green spaces for their mental health and for their recreation and leisure, not for private clubs. The All England Club is an incredibly wealthy private club, just making more money. We need people to be able to play tennis themselves, not people just paying to watch tennis.
And finally, because the Mayor of London, also Merton Council, the All England Tennis Club, they will all say that by doing this and allowing this development to happen, it's prolonging its life as the number one sporting venue for tennis in the world.
It is already the number one sporting venue. A lot of the champions this year said exactly that. It is unique, and its unique selling point is the fact that it is on grass, and that it is meant to be tennis in an English garden. It's looking anything like it at the moment because it's so industrialised. And we can do with keeping the greenery opposite it so that it does look a little bit like tennis in an English garden. But Wimbledon will always be at the pinnacle. It's the only grass tennis court tournament in the world. And it is very special, and it needs to stay very special. And they need to think again and not do this enormous development. They don't need this to be. They don't need another 39 courts.